Adblock.com and get your taxes won.
Experts train Watson to consume large volumes of data. Performance improves over time. If you find an H&R Block error on your return that entitles you to a larger refund, we'll refund your fee for that return and file an amended return at no extra charge. See HRBlock.com/guarantees for details.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National in Brazil.
Have you noticed that squealing sound or not being able to stop like you used to? Sounds like you need to give the guys at Loren Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Loren Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturdays. Loren Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
The Hearing Aid Warehouse has been in business for 20 years in the Wabash Valley with a local Brazil office conveniently at 101 West National Avenue for the last 5 years. Locally owned and operated by Brazil residents, Marty Hobbs and his wife Robin are committed to providing you with the very best service and prices on the latest hearing technology. Receive 50% off any hearing aid set with free lifetime service on any hearing aid purchase. Some exclusions apply. See office for details. Call the Hearing Aid Warehouse today at 812-420-2326 because life can sound so sweet.
At Riddell National Bank, you're more than a number. You're our neighbor, which means we know the area inside and out because we live here, work here, raise our families here. We visit your shops and live next door, so we can offer the kind of personalized banking that's rare to find these days. And when it's coupled with the wealth of expertise in mortgages and business loans, it's easy to see why so many people trust Riddell every day. Come see your neighbors at Riddell today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Northview High School, I'm Corey Clark. Let's go ahead. We'll get back with starting lineups in just a moment, but first, the national anthem. And there you go, the national anthem coming here from Northview High School. But in the meantime, let's go in and look at the starting nine. First for the visiting team, the West Vigo Vikings sitting at a record of 5-0-1. Leading off, number 54, the starting pitcher, Evan Newman. In the two-hole, the third baseman, or the catcher, number 5, Colin Saliers. Batting in the three-hole, number 6, the shortstop, Caleb Hannes. The cleanup hitter, number 36, playing first base, Ryan Brown. The five-hole, number 19, playing center field, Jake Lautenschlager. Number 1, playing right field, Daniel Minton. In the seven-hole, number 24, the third baseman, Chance Cooper. In the eight-hole, number 34, the left fielder, Dickie King. And rounding out the starting nine, the second leadoff hitter, number 9, number 23, the second baseman, Devin Freeman. And now for your Northview Knights, going from top to bottom, the leadoff hitter, number 14, the shortstop, Trey Shaw. The two-hole, number 17, the center fielder, Trey Tucker. In the three-hole, starting pitcher himself, number 32, Braden Tucker. In the cleanup spot, number 24, the second baseman for today, Brigham Boo. In the five-hole, freshman, number 27, the third baseman, Gavin Morris. In the sixth hole, he's a designated hitter, number 31, Andrew Osborne. Seven hole, number 21, the catcher, Corbin Allen in the 8-hole. Number 34, the first baseman, freshman, Dylan Zentko. And then rounding out the starting nine will be number 9, playing left field, Brevin Harper. My name is Corey Clark. You're listening here on WAMB Timeless Classics on 99.5 in Terre Haute, 106.9 in Brazil, and 11:30 a.m. as well on WAMBradio.com. As we get underway, stepping into the batter's box will be Evan Newman for the West Vigo Vikings, and Braden Tucker here on this 51-degree sunny Tuesday evening. We'll get underway for some Wabash Valley baseball as Tucker throws one just a tad bit inside, and that's going to be strike number 1 on the inside corner. A no ball, 1 strike count. Gavin Morris creeps in from third base. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a breaking ball right down the middle, and Braden Tucker is already dealing ahead 0-2. Mr. Allen has not had the move behind the catcher position just yet, but he will now after a high, wild pitch there from Braden Tucker. Brings up 1 ball and 2 strikes. Evan Newman in the right-handed batter's box, wearing their green uniforms, green piping, and gray pants. Tucker to the leadoff hitter, the 1-2 pitch, and it's high and wild again. Tucker really trying to heat up here as you got some scouts on hand, as you always do when Braden Tucker's pitching. Brings up 2 balls, 2 strikes, and no outs. Nobody on base, as this is the leadoff hitter for West Vigo here at Northview High School. Evan Newman right back in the batter's box. Tucker the 2-2 breaking ball, and it doesn't break in time, just high and inside right there. Brings up full count. Tucker was on top on an 0-2 count. Now he's falling behind the 3-2. Well, the payoff pitch from Braden Tucker, the 3-2, swing and a miss. Evan Newman strikes out swinging as Tucker was not going to let him get by there. People here behind the backstop with some radar guns, just a couple, trying to scout Braden Tucker's speed, obviously going to Indiana University to be a pitcher next year for the very good Big Ten program they have in Bloomington, Indiana. Well, the lefty, Colin Saliers, will step to the plate. He's a catcher for West Vigo, number 5. Tucker works the first pitch, and it's a breaking ball just a tad bit low, brings up 1 ball and no strikes. One ball, no strikes. 1 out. Tucker with a 1-0 pitch, and it's a high fastball. Sayers doesn't even play with it. It'll be 2 balls, no strikes. Braden Tucker from the windup. The right-handed pitch, high again. 3 balls, no strikes. Seems like he's trying to throw just a little bit too hard where he can't control it right now. Colin Saliers, the 2-hole, steps right back into that left-handed batter's box, more than likely going to take a pitch on 3-0. And Tucker gives him one right down the middle for strike number 1. 3-1 count, 1 out, nobody on base here in the top of the first inning. We're scoreless on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard. The 3-1 fouled off and tipped straight back to the backstop. And the second straight batter in a row for Braden Tucker, it's a full count. Except this time a little bit different. The first batter started off 0-2, fell to 3-2 before striking out. Colin Saliers here in the 2-hole had a 3-0 count. Now Braden Tucker of back-to-back strikes. Tucker going for back-to-back strikeouts as well, and it's just a tad bit outside. Ball 4. Saliers will advance on a base on balls. Braden Tucker steps right back on the mound. He'll have to go from the stretch now of a runner on first base. Zetko will keep him tight over at first, holding the runner. Morris, he'll scoot into the grass just in case of a bunt. And Tucker quickly, trying to show off his moves, attempts the pickoff over at first base, but he's nowhere near getting the out. Zetko has some speed on him. He'll take another step. Tucker checks over his shoulder. 1 out here in the inning. Tucker with the first pitch, and it's hit hard to right field. That one might carry, and it's going to be caught at the warning track by Johnson. No runner will advance as he gets it in very quickly to second baseman Brigham Boo. who finds Trey Shaw sitting over at shortstop like a duck on a pond. That rules as a F9 if you're keeping score at home. So Caleb Hannes, he'll pop out to right field, brings up two outs, runner on first base. Ryan Brown, the cleanup hitter, playing first base, another lefty in this West Vigo powerful lineup. Tucker lucky to get out of that one. Hannes hit that one very hard to right field, but Johnson did a good job for the Knights on tracking it down. No score still here. Top of the first inning from Northview High School in Brazil, Indiana. Two outs, no balls, no strikes. Sailor still gets a lead. First pitch of the at-bat, and it's a high ball. Ryan Brown takes the first pitch to bring up one ball and no strikes. 1-0 count. Braden Tucker getting the sign from Allen at the catcher position. Two outs. Tucker with a 1-0. And it's a breaking ball down the middle. One ball, one strike. Ryan Brown watched that one slowly get to the mitt of Mr. Allen behind the plate. And that'll bring up one ball, one strike, two outs. Runner on first base and Colin Sailors. Tucker attempts a pickoff move and nearly got him. Tucker, he's got a quick move. Zetko gets it back to him fairly quickly. One ball, one strike, two outs. Ryan Brown loads up another breaking ball. He'll watch that one on the outside corner. Just a tad bit outside, the umpire is going to say. He brings up two balls, one strike. West Vigo's head coach, Coach DeGroote, gives a sign, and another pickoff move nearly got him. Braden Tucker, he's not going to give up on the runner at first base. Zetko doing a good job on getting that tag down quickly. It's a lot of pressure for the freshman over there. 2-1 pitch from Braden Tucker. And it'll be a fastball high, brings up 3-1, a hitter's count. Coach DeGroote giving a sign to his first base runner. A walk here to put runners on first and second with two outs. Ryan Brown in the left-handed batter's box. Braden Tucker with a 3-1 and a high ball again. His second walk of the inning for Braden Tucker. Puts runners on first and second with two outs. Good news is five holes coming up. And there will be a force out at any base here within first, second, or third as Coach Trout is coming out to talk to Braden Tucker. The whole infield's going to come in trying to calm him down a little bit. Have to wonder if he's just trying a little bit too hard to impress the scouts behind home plate. Trey Shaw, the shortstop, runs right back to his position, points to the outfield, letting them know there's two outs. The man up the middle, Trey Shaw and Brigham Boo. Shaw, one of the most talented players on the football team. Brigham Boo, one of the most talented players for the basketball team this year. And they're both on this baseball team playing the short and second position. Stepping into the batter's box will be Jake Lautenschlager. Big man number 19. Two outs, runners on first and second. Tucker with the first pitch, and it's a breaking ball down low. Tucker's got a good breaking ball, but it's just outside so far every time. No balls, one strike, two outs. Runners on first and second in the top of the first inning. Fairly long inning here to open the ball game. Tucker, strike on the outside corner. Strike looking there on Jake Lautenschlager. Brings up one ball, or no balls, and two strikes. Lautenschlager chokes up. The 0-2 pitch with runners on first and second with two outs. Braden Tucker trying to get out of the inning here on this pitch, the 0-2, and it's a breaking ball fouled off. Last second attempt there by Lautenschlager. He'll live for at least another pitch. Tucker tried to bury a breaking ball in the dirt. Lautenschlager bit on it, and he fouled it off. Runners on first and second for West Vigo. Two outs, 0-2 count. Launchlager stares down Braden Tucker. The 0-2, high, and it's going to be hit straight up, and he might be fouled. Zetko's going to try to run it down near the fence, and it's going to go between halfway from the baseball field and halfway to the tennis courts there in that gap over on the right side of the field. Another foul ball from Launchlager. He's fighting. So Braden Tucker, he's forced to throw another pitch, which could be a positive for West Vigo. They're raising his pitch count pitch by pitch. No balls, two strikes. Two outs here still in the inning in the top of the first inning. Once this inning does end, Northview will be right back at it, trying to add on some runs here to give them their lead. And they're on a three-game losing streak to a very talented West Vigo club. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners on first and second. Tucker with a high leg kick. Here comes the 0-2. And Launchlager grounds it straight to Gavin Morris on a dart. He fields it, tags his base, and we're out of the inning. Left on base, two runners for West Vigo. To the bottom of the first we go. Scoreless here between Northview and West Vigo. I'm Corey Clark here on WAMB 1130 Timeless Classics.
Have you heard? Sonic Nights is the event of the summer. Like, half the city will be there after 8 p.m.
Oh, you have to be there for half-price real ice cream shakes and ice cream slushes.
And half-price floats. I have to half those.
Boy, you can't half them all for yourself. Haven't you heard of sharing?
Of course I have. Want to head to Sonic after we ride the half pipe?
You know it. I'll see you there in half an hour.
You have to stop by Sonic Nights after 8 p.m. for half-price real ice cream slushes, shakes, and floats. This is how you Sonic.
For limited time only, participating Sonic drive-ins.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10. Leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Top of the first inning summary. Two runners left on base for the West Vigo Vikings, but Braden Tucker had some trouble as he faced six batters in the top of the first inning here on WAMB. So a strikeout to begin it, a walk, a flyout, and then he walked another runner, and then finally Launchlager grounded out to third base. Big part to our sponsorship, WTHI TV 10. We cover local news, weather, and sports from where you live. The WTHI TV 10 is proud to support your local community. The West Vigo Vikings and Newman out on the mound now as Trey Shaw, the shortstop, steps into the batter's box. Newman with the first pitch of the at-bat will be a high strike called on Trey Shaw. Cooper, Hannes, Freeman, and Brown going from a third all the way to first is your infield for the Vikings. And a little three-quarter pitch there from Newman will be a ball outside. Dropped his arm angle there just a little bit. The 1-1 pitch to Trey Shaw. Shaw gets on base. He has some speed. And it'll be a pitch right down the middle, a little high again near the letters. Trey Shaw looked right down to Coach Trout. Brings up one ball, two strikes. Trey Shaw yet to swing at a pitch yet. Needs to put this one in play if it's close. The 1-2. Shaw grounds one hard to the shortstop at Hannes, and Shaw has some speed getting down the line, but just by a step, Hannes gets the runner. One out here in the first inning. Shaw grounds out to the shortstop, as I said. That brings up Trey Tucker, the center fielder here in the two-hole spot. He moved up in the lineup. On the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, still scoreless here. To the bottom of the first inning, Northview has one out. Nobody on base. Newman steps right back on the mound, going from the windup against Trey Tucker. Tucker, first pitch, lines a little gapper to left center. And that's how you do it. A pitch right down the middle, and you make it a base hit. He jumped on that early. That'll bring up pitcher Braden Tucker. not just a pitcher. He has the power to hit the ball very hard. He's a lefty hitter, and he throws righty. How about that? One out, Trey Tucker over at first base. Braden Tucker in the batter's box. Newman, the first pitch, and Braden hits it hard. A hanging breaking ball deep right field, and well, off the wall. I was ready. Tucker round second base. Here comes Trey. Braden trying to make it a triple, and he will. A stand-up triple for Braden Tucker. Scores Trey Tucker all the way from first base. A hanging breaking ball, and the senior made him pay on the opening pitch. For sure, I thought it was gone. I was ready, folks, for that home run call. It hit the 355 sign in midair. So 1-0 on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard as Trey Tucker scores on a triple to right center. First pitch for Brigham Boo, the cleanup hitter with one out. He'll foul it straight back. He's trying to get along with the party and hitting on the first pitch. No balls, one strike, one out. Braden Tucker at third. Newman with the 0-1. Boo hits it hard down the left field line. That might be a double. Braden Tucker scores of ease, and Brigham Boo decides not to test it. He'll give it an RBI single as Knights are on top. 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Boo hits a line drive down the left field line for an RBI single. Boo on first base, one out. Newman with the attempted pickoff move. He'll be safe. Freshman Gavin Morris playing third base today. He'll step into the batter's box. He has an open batting stance. Newman to the first pitch, and it's going to be an inside strike. I don't think Gavin Morris liked that a little. Though on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, 2-0. Northview on top of West Vigo. Newman, the 0-1, and it's a gapper to the right side. Boo might round it, and he won't. It'll be a single to right field for Gavin Morris. Threw the hands at the baseball and drove it to the right side. It's a hitting fest here for the Knights. Already four hits, two RBIs here in the bottom of the first inning. No balls, no strikes, one out. Runner on first and second. West Vigo has a chance for a double play opportunity. DH Andrew Osborne, he'll be hitting. Newman, a pitch down low, brings up ball number one. In the on-deck circle will be catcher Corbin Allen. Boo gets a lead at second. The 1-0 from Newman. And I think it hit Andrew Osborne right in the helmet. And it did. Osborne a hit by pitch. So bases loaded. One out. Coming to the plate, a kid that can hit the ball pretty well. Number 21, the catcher today. The freshman, Corbin Allen. Corbin Allen sitting at 5'11". As West Vigo's head coach brings the infield in to the pitcher's mound, trying to talk to his starting pitcher, Newman. Sponsorship in part by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You are our neighbor. Little summary here of the first inning. Trey Shaw, first batter, grounded out to the shortstop. Trey Tucker hit a little blooper to the left side. Braden Tucker a triple off the wall. And then Brigham Boo hits a single down the left field line, scoring Braden Tucker. That's where we are, a 2-0 ball game with the North Unites on top. Bases loaded, 2-0, Knights on top. Corbin Allen into the batter's box. Newman from the windup. Pitch right down the middle. Here comes the pitch from Newman on the 0-1. A swing and a miss by Corbin Allen. Brings up no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 of one out. And a little blooper to the right side. Might be a double play possibility. And instead, it'll be an out at first base. Corbin Allen poked it to the second baseman and Freeman. And that's an RBI. Brings up two outs. Runners on second and third as Brigham Boo came in to score. Gavin Morris advances to third, Andrew Osborne to second. Osborne with a ground out to the second baseman. Brings up 3-0. Northview on top. And the 8-hole, Dylan Zentko, the first baseman. And Newman with a high, high pitch there. Brings up ball number one. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Newman with a 1-0. A breaking ball. Zentko swung at and missed. Swinging for the pitches is a freshman. Coach Craig Trout screaming, stay down through the baseball. One ball, one strike. Newman. A breaking ball on the outside corner brings up two balls and one strike. Gavin Morris standing on third base. Andrew Osborne at second. RBI situation for Zentko. Swing on. Hit straight up in the air in foul territory. Trying to chase it down. It's Cooper, the third baseman. And he will. 3-0. North Unites on top on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard. To the top of the second inning we go. Braden Tucker about to go to work here on Timeless WAMB.
At French Funeral Home, we are more than just a funeral home.
We are faith.
We are caring.
We are compassion.
We are community. Whether at French Funeral Home, Lawson Miller Chapel and Crematory, or Schoppenhorst Funeral Home, when the time comes to honor your loved ones, you can trust us to treat you like family.
Susie, Nick, and Josh are just some of the caring people you'll meet when working with the outstanding staff. They'll make you feel comfortable and cared for in the moments you need it most. This caring staff will guide you with compassion as you remember and honor a life well lived.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Welcome back here to Northview High School. The bottom of the first inning was a good one for the Northview Knights. Lots of runs scored in that one inning. You look at it right now, Trey Tucker. He scored, Braden Tucker, and Brigham Boo scored. The big hit of the inning was a Braden Tucker triple off the wall in right center, as that brings the Knights back on defense. Stepping to the plate, number one, Daniel Minton. Tucker, the first pitch. About the same spot. Newman was dealing, called for a strike. But this time it's a ball. Just across the letters down the middle. The 1-0 from Tucker. And it's going to be another changeup on the inside. Two balls, no strikes. Nobody on here for West Vigo. The 2-0, and that's a strike down the middle as Daniel Minton took a pitch there, the right fielder for West Vigo. Two balls, one strike. Nobody on, nobody out. The 2-1 from Tucker. That's a fastball down the middle, brings up two balls and two strikes. Daniel Minton hasn't swung at a pitch yet. If it's close, he's going to have to. The 2-2. From Tucker, a breaking ball swung on and grounded right back to Tucker. He bobbles it a little bit, but with ease picks it right back up and guns Minton trying to get to first base. Brings up out number one of the inning. Third baseman Chance Cooper coming to the plate for the Vikings. No balls, no strikes, one out. 3-0 right now is Northview. Is on top. Top of the second inning. Tucker of a breaking ball. And it's a strike. Man, Tucker pitching. It's a beauty thing to watch. I promise you that. The 0-1 to Cooper. Thought about swinging, but he won't. It's a high fastball. One ball, one strike. Tucker with a 1-1. Breaking ball just on the outside corner, and the umpire is not going to give him that one. Brings up ball number two. Swung on. Pops straight up to the shortstop and Trey Shaw, and he'll get it. Toss it to Boo as they throw it around, as they just picked up out number two on back-to-back hitters. Dickie King, the eight-hole, coming to the plate. He's the left fielder for the Vikings. Right-handed hitter. Two outs, nobody on. A lot better inning here for Braden Tucker going up against the bottom of the order. There's a pitcher in the bullpen warming up for the Vikings already as Tucker tries to throw a fastball by King, but it's just a tad bit high. Brings up ball number one. The 1-0 count, two outs. Top of the second inning as Northview and Tucker throw a breaking ball. And that's going to be a ball on the outside. Beautiful spot for Braden Tucker, but brings up ball number two. The 2-0 from Tucker. And that's a fastball making him swing, and Dickie King misses. He whiffs. The 2-1 count. Two outs, nobody on base. Time called there by Dickie King right before Braden Tucker could go through the motions. Back in play. Tucker with a 2-1. And that's a fastball in the inside corner near the hands. Brings up ball three. Three-one pitch from Tucker. Swung on and fouled straight back. Brings up full count. Two outs, three balls, two strikes. Nobody on. Shaw, Morse, Boo, and Zetko playing deep a little bit. The payoff to get out of the inning, and swung on. It's a pass ball, drop third strike. Allen's got to get there, and he won't even have a chance to throw it. So that goes down as a strikeout on Dickie King, but he gets on first on a dropped third strike. Man, oh, man. It would have been ball four, but King swung at it anyway. Allen just couldn't see the baseball as it went right through his legs. So the 9-hole will come up to the plate, and Devin Freeman, second baseman, runner on first base for the Vikings. Tucker with a pitch to the 9-hole. Swing and a miss. Freeman went up there trying to hack, but he was way behind. No balls, one strike, two outs, runner on first base. Braden Tucker from the stretch. Swung on and fouled straight back. So Devin Freeman, he's up there battling, swinging at the first couple pitchers. Haven't seen many West Vigo Vikings do that today. No balls, two strikes, two outs, a pitch to get out of the inning. Tucker trying to get his sign from Allen. He gets it. Comes set. The 0-2. Nope, it'll be a pickoff attempt over trying to get the runner at first base to Zetko. So Tucker will reset. Tucker with a chance to give his team a chance to bat again. Two outs. And the 0-2 pitch. And Tucker gets another foul ball off Devin Freeman there. He'll foul it to the right side. Brings up no balls and two strikes. This might be a pitch where you try to not put it in the dirt, but not put it anywhere near the strike zone to see if you can get him to chase after swinging all three times. Two outs, 0-2. Tucker with a breaking ball. He swings and he misses, and that's out number three. To the bottom of the second inning we go on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard. Your North Unites on top of West Vigo, 3-0. You're listening to Northview Baseball on 1130 AM WAMB.
One of the best things about sports is that unexpected surprise performance, that big play from a rookie or free agent. And that's what's great about Wings Etc. Grill and Pub. You know about our wings, but the surprise is all of our Etc. Sandwiches, wraps, quesadillas, salads, subs, seafood, amazing appetizers, and awesome daily specials. Sure, you love our award-winning wings. Wings Etc. Grill and Pub. Good food, great time.
Wings Etc. Brazil, proud sponsor of Clay County Sports. Bring your ticket stub after a local game for 10% off a food purchase.
We've always got time to get more money, right? Right now, H&R Block Tax Pros are working with IBM Watson to find every last credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up fast. Come in today or make an appointment at hrblock.com and get your taxes won.
Experts train Watson to consume large volumes of data. Performance improves over time. If you find an H&R Block error on your return that entitles you to a larger refund, we'll refund your fee for that return and file an amended return at no extra charge. See hrblock.com/guarantees for details.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National in Brazil.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Back here at Northview High School, where your Northview Knights are on top right now, 3-0 over the West Vigo Vikings. Big thanks to the Hearing Aid Warehouse, helping you hear all of the action with locations in Terre Haute and Brazil. The nine-hole Brevin Harper stepping to the plate as Northview Knights put three runs in the bottom of the first inning on the board, batting eight of the nine batters through the lineup. Brevin Harper up to the bat right now. Trey Shaw on deck with Trey Tucker in the hole. Still pitching for West Vigo will be Newman. First pitch, it's going to be a ball. Newman with an inside fastball brings up ball, or strike number one. One ball, one strike. Newman, after a rough first outing, trying to keep his spot here as the starting pitcher. Another strike on the inside corner. That one was a tad bit low, but they'll give it to him. The 1-2 pitch. Brevin Harper watches the same exact pitch as earlier. And that time it's a ball. So two balls, two strikes for Brevin Harper. The left fielder. Newman with a 2-2. Swung on and Harper fouls it straight back. Nearly clearing the tennis courts right behind us. If you haven't heard, Northview, they're in the Class 4A rankings now, moving up. Newman on the 2-2. Thought about swinging and he won't. Brings up ball number three, a full count. They're in a sectional of Avon, Brownsburg, Terre Haute North, and Terre Haute South. Not an easy way to go, but when you have much success like Northview has the last couple years, there's a reason for it. 3-2. Brevin Harper watches one right down the middle. Instead of trying to take a hack at it, he'll strike out looking. Trey Shaw back to the top of the order for the Northview Knights. Shaw, the last time up, he grounded out to Hannes at shortstop. But after that, Trey Tucker, Braden Tucker, Boo, Morris, and Osborne went to work. Newman, one out, first pitch. Shaw swings on and fouls it. Pulled his head there. Seems like he swung just a tad bit early. Shaw scoots up in the batter's box. No balls, one strike. One out, nobody on for Northview here in the bottom of the second. Newman with the 0-1. Strike on the outside corner. Shaw watches that one. No balls, two strikes, one out. The 0-2, Newman to Shaw. Shaw hits it hard and high, and that one's going to drift foul on top of the football press box. New life for Trey Shaw. Very good hitter, but struggling as of late. Plays for the Nitro Travel Baseball team this summer. The 0-2, one out. Shaw Watches one high, brings up ball number one. One ball, two strikes, one out. Newman, the 1-2. Shaw drives one, but right to the center fielder and launch slogger. Fly out to center field, back-to-back outs picked up by Newman. It's good to see if you're a West Vigo fan after the struggling first inning he had. So Trey Tucker, the last time up, blooped one to left center. He's playing center field today for the North Unites. Newman with two outs against Trey Tucker, who had his number last time and got the rally started for Northview. Tucker swings at first pitch, just like he did the last time, but fouls it this time over the third base or first base dugout. Braden Tucker standing on deck. Newman with the 0-1. Tucker watches that one low and inside. A 1-1 count, two outs, nobody on here for Northview. They're in their black uniforms with maroon sleeves, gray pants. The 1-1 pitch from Newman, swung on by Trey Tucker, fouls it straight up over to Brown at first base. He calls everybody off, and he grabs it in midair for the third out. Top of the third inning we come. Northview still on top on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, 3-0 over West Vigo. You're listening to Northview Baseball on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Have you noticed that squealing sound or not being able to stop like you used to? Sounds like you need to give the guys at Loren Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Loren Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Closed on Saturdays. Lorenz Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
The Hearing Aid Warehouse of Brazil would like to welcome you to experience the difference in quality hearing. Local Brazil residents, Marty Hobbs and his wife Robin, are dedicated to providing our community with exceptional service and pricing on the latest hearing technology. Serving the Wabash Valley for 20 years, they're proud to offer the same great services for the last 5 years at their office at 101 West National Avenue in Brazil. Call the Hearing Aid Warehouse at 812-420-2326 to receive your free hearing exam. Start your journey today because life can sound so sweet.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Corey Clark here on the airwaves with you. Dave Crooks back in the C studios in downtown Brazil. Northview on top in the top of the third inning, 3-0 over West Vigo, but the Vikings with another chance. Tucker with the first pitch to the leadoff hitter, and Evan Newman, the starting pitcher as well. He'll take strike number one on the outside corner. The last time up for Newman, he struck out swinging. Tucker trying to get ahead on Newman. Swing on. He'll foul it straight back, and he does. No balls, two strikes. Braden Tucker way ahead here again on Evan Newman, who had his number earlier in the first inning with a strikeout to begin the ball game. Newman faced an 0-2 count the last time up, as well as this one. But a curveball, he'll hit it to the right side. Boo corrals it and gets the runner at first base to Zetko. And what a play by Brigham Boo. Brings up out number one for Northview on the defensive side of things. Colin Saliers steps up to the plate, the catcher, into the left-handed batter's box. Four hits on the scoreboard for Northview, none for West Vigo. First pitch will be a ball on the outside. One out here, nobody on for the Vikings. The 1-0, Braden Tucker gets his sign. Goes to work on Saliers. It'll be a breaking ball on the outside. Brings up ball number two. 2-0 count, hitter's count for Colin Saliers. If he gets one he likes, he'll swing. Last time up, he reached on a walk. The 2-0 swung on and fouled straight back. right over my head. Brings up 2 balls and 1 strike. Don't forget, the Northview Knights JV baseball team is in action at home tomorrow as they take on the Cascade Cadets. Yep. 2 balls, 1 strike, 1 out. Braden with a 2-1. Low in the dirt, brings up 3 balls and 1 strike. It'll be a fun one. Voice of the Northview Knights, but coaching Cascade, so I get to coach against Northview. Sailors with a 3-1. He's ahead of Tucker. Tucker trying to fight back with the pitch. Swung on and grounded right back to Brigham Boo. He'll have back-to-back putouts. Second out of the inning as Braden Tucker fights back. Bringing up the 3-hole. The shortstop, Caleb Hannes. He flew out to right field, deep right field the last time up. Ball game could have very much been a different outcome right now if Hannes' ball would have just flew a little farther over the fence. 2 outs. Tucker, breaking ball to Hannes. He swings high. He'll miss. Strike number 1. Top of the 3rd inning, 2 outs. The Knights with Braden Tucker, another breaking ball in the dirt, but that time no one swings. Brings up a 1-1 count. Big thanks to French Funeral Home in Brazil. Faith, caring, and compassion. 1-1 to Hannes, another breaking ball in the dirt. Brings up 2 balls and 1 strike. Caleb Hannes trying to fight in there. 2-1, 2 outs, swung on and fouled over the first base dugout onto the tennis court. Would hate to be playing tennis right now. Braden Tucker calls time, wants to talk to his catcher. He'll switch baseballs out. It'll be deuces when we come back up to the plate with Caleb Hannes. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Braden Tucker. The 2-2 to get out of the inning. Swung on and drilled to left field, and that's going to drop near the line. Hannes rounding first base. Hell of a stand-up double. And the hitter. And Caleb Hannes breaks the no-hitter Braden Tucker had going. Might be my fault because I mentioned it. So Ryan Brown, the cleanup hitter. Brown steps into the plate. Still 2 outs, though, so has a chance to get out of this inning if he attacks the batter here. A quick pickoff move. Tucker pretending he was on the rubber. Hannes fell for it, and Boone nearly tagged him. No balls, no strikes, 2 outs. Tucker attacking Ryan Brown here. A breaking ball that drops inside. For strike number 1. No balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Runner on second base after a Caleb Hannes double. Tucker with the 0-1. High fastball. A 1-1 count now is on the scoreboard. One ball, 1 strike, 2 outs. Runner on second base. Boo and Shaw going back and forth. Now they'll break away. Breaking ball goes through the legs of Allen. Hannes will advance from second to third on a passed ball. May have to rule that one an error there on Allen. Good pitch by Braden Tucker. Had a lot of movement. The 2-1 count with 2 outs. Tucker with runner on third, throws a strike on the outside corner. West Vigo trying to get on the board. Caleb Hanna standing at third base. Ryan Brown, the cleanup hitter, has a chance to drive him in. But first, the Braden Tucker pitch on a 2-2 count. And that's a fastball just a bit outside. That'll bring up three balls and two strikes. So three balls, two strikes. Tucker on the full count. Pitch, a breaking ball, and Brown drives it to the left side for foul. Another life for Mr. Brown. Hannes gets his lead at third base. The 3-2 pitch with two outs from Tucker, and that's going to be a ball high. Nothing hurt there. You had a base open to give. So runners on the corners, two outs. Jake Launchlager, the five-hole, steps into the plate. Last time up, he grounded out to Gavin Morris at third base. Two outs, runners on the corners. Tucker to Launchlager, a breaking ball in the dirt. Launchlager with a good eye there, but good job by Corbin Allen, the catcher, to get dirty and block that baseball. If that goes behind, then that's a run scored from Caleb Hannes over at third base. One ball, no strikes. Knights on top, 3-0, trying to keep it that way. Tucker with a 1-0. Hits a weak ground ball to Trey Shaw. He'll scoop it over to Brigham Boo at second. And the Knights are out of the inning with West Vigo stranding runners on the corner. To the bottom of the third inning we go. You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
At Riddell National Bank, you're more than a number. You're our neighbor, which means we know the area inside and out because we live here, work here, raise our families here. We visit your shops and live next door, so we can offer the kind of personalized banking that's rare to find these days. And when it's coupled with the wealth of expertise in mortgages and business loans, it's easy to see why so many people trust Riddell every day. Come see your neighbors at Riddell today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you heard? Sonic Nights is the event of the summer. Like, half the city will be there after 8 p.m.
Oh, you have to be there for half-price real ice cream shakes and ice cream slushes.
And half-price floats. I have to half those.
Boy, you can't half them all for yourself. Haven't you heard of sharing?
Of course I have. Want to head to Sonic after we ride the half pipe?
You know it. I'll see you there in half an hour.
You have to stop by Sonic Nights after 8 p.m. for half-price real ice cream slushes, shakes, and floats. This is how you Sonic.
For limited time only, participating Sonic drive-ins.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Bottom of the third inning, the North Unites on top, 3-0 on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard. Runners on first and third for West Vigo in the top of the third inning, but Braden Tucker was able to fight out of that, causing Launchlager to ground out to Trey Shaw at shortstop. Braden Tucker steps into the batter's box against Newman. The last time up against Newman, he cranked a triple off the wall in right field. Tucker watches the first pitch strike on the outside corner. Very rare sight. He loves jumping on the first pitch. The 0-1 from Newman to Tucker. Tucker swings on it. Drives an outside pitch to second baseman. He bobbles it. Tucker might have beat it out. He won't. By half a step, Freeman, who bobbled the baseball, is able to throw it over to Brown and get the out. 4-3 in your scorebook as Braden Tucker will ground out. So Brigham Boo, he'll step to the plate. Usually plays catcher. He also pitches today, playing second base. The senior with one out, swung on and missed on a breaking ball way too soon. Boo today, the last time up, he hit a single down the left field line, scoring Braden Tucker from third. Newman, after a rough first inning, seems to have found his groove. A low inside pitch for ball number one. Ball Brigham Boo back in the batter's box. A 1-1 count. One out. Newman with a 1-1. Boo drives it to right center. And that's going to be a center. He's got a two-hit day. Brigham Boo with back-to-back singles. He'll give the Knights a runner. With one out. On deck is Andrew Osborne. Craig Trout giving a sign to Gavin Morris. The third baseman standing way back. Way back. This could be a possible bunt situation. Cooper not even playing near the grass. Boo on first. Newman. Morris will swing away. And what a diving stop by Cooper. Gets the out at second base. That's why he's standing back. Don't listen to me. Gavin Morris hit an absolute dart as Cooper from third base for West Vigo dove, stopped it, and threw it over to second to Freeman to get the out in Brigham Boo for out number two. That'll be a fielder's choice as Gavin Morris ends up on first base. What a hit. What a stop. Andrew Osborne, the designated hitter, steps into the plate. It's one of those days where you hit the ball super hard, it won't be a base hit. You hit a light and a little blooper, it is a base hit. Baseball's a weird game, ladies and gentlemen. Two outs, new count. Morris on first, Osborne in the batter's box. Swings on the first pitch way high, and he'll hit it straight up in the air for a can of corn to Freeman. Freeman has no trouble, and just like that, we're going to the top of the fourth inning. You're listening to North Unites Baseball on Timeless 1130, 106.9 in Brazil, 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, and online at WAMBradio.com.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
At French Funeral Home, we are more than just a funeral home.
We are faith.
We are caring.
We are compassion.
We are community. Whether at French Funeral Home, Lawson Miller Chapel and Crematory, or Schoppenhorst Funeral Home, when the time comes to honor your loved ones, you can trust us to treat you like family.
Susie, Nick, and Josh are just some of the caring people you'll meet when working with the outstanding staff. They'll make you feel comfortable and cared for in the moments you need it most. This caring staff will guide you with compassion as you remember and honor a life well lived.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Braden Tucker, he'll jog back out to the mound with a comfortable lead on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, Northview 3. West Vigo nothing. To the top of the fourth inning we go. Up to the plate will be Daniel Minton against Brett Tucker. First pitch swung on, fouled straight up to the right side. It'll end up on the tennis courts for strike number one. Minton the last time up, he grounded out to Braden Tucker. No balls, one strike, five hits in the ball game for Northview, one for West Vigo. Pretty clean baseball game so far of no errors. Tucker on the breaking ball. Minton swung around. Ball ended up at the backstop. It was that dirty. Kansas City Royals scout behind the backstop just grinned. Coach Trout coaching up his catcher, Allen, trying to teach him to stop those balls. No balls, two strikes. Minton swung on and a miss. Allen dropped the baseball, but he's going to get the drop third strike over to the first base. And he will in Zetco. Braden Tucker kind of shaking his head there a little bit. Corbin Allen's got to find a way to stop those. I know they're dirty. So a strikeout there for Daniel Minton. Brings up the first out of the inning. Chance Cooper steps to the plate, who just had an outstanding play in the field. Momentum carries well in baseball. See if it does here in his plate appearance. The last time flew up to Trey Shaw at short. One out, nobody on. Tucker. First pitch strike will be just a little below the knees to Cooper. One ball. One out. The 1-0 count. Braden Tucker through the windup. Cooper hits a line drive to left field. But right in the breadbasket in Harper. Harper gets out number two of the inning. Shaw, Boo to Morris. Back to Tucker. Nobody on, top of the fourth inning. 3-0 lead for the Knights. Dickie King, the last time up, he struck out. With nobody on and two outs. Brandon Tucker would love to have one of those right back. Tucker, breaking ball right down the middle, strike number one. Tucker on the 0-1. Swing and a miss. The golf swing there from Dickie King. No balls and two strikes, two outs. Corbin Allen having a little bit of a rough time, but he's doing a good job for a pretty good pitcher in Braden Tucker. As hard as he throws and as slow as his breaking ball is. No two pitch, high fastball. Trying to get Dickie King to chase there, and he won't. 1-2, nobody on. Gavin Morris at third base creeps in. Tucker on the 1-2 to Dickie King. A breaking ball right in the breadbasket to Corbin Allen. Rounds out the top of the fourth inning. To the bottom of the fourth we go on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard. Your North Unites are on top. 3-0 as they look to add to some more in the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
When it comes to wings, everyone knows size does matter. And no one knows it better than Wings Etc. Grill and Pub. Wings Etc. has the biggest, meatiest, award-winning jumbo wings in town. If you love wings and a whole menu of great food and drink options and tons of flat screens tuned into sports, we've got you covered. And now, when you can't eat here, order online for pickup at togo.wingsetc.com. Wings Etc. Grill and Pub. Good food, great times. Come see us today.
Wings Etc. Brazil. Bring your ticket stub after a local game and receive 10% off food purchase.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Welcome back here to Northview High School. Your Northview Knights in the bottom of the fourth inning we go. We're on top early here. 3-0 after a three-run first inning. Since then, no runs have been scored by either team. Newman, he's battled pretty good ever since the bottom of the first inning. Back out for his fourth inning of work. Up to the plate will be Corbin Allen, the 7-hole. Newman will pitch a strike on the outside corner there, brings up an 0-1 count. An 0-1 count, no outs. Newman over to Allen. Allen drives one deep left, and it's going to tail foul. Oh, my. Corbin Allen just got out in front of that a little too soon. So instead, Newman, he's ahead on the 0-2 count. As a pitcher, myself, when that happened to me in high school, I kind of just went, whoo, thank you. On the 0-2, strike right down the middle. Newman took the momentum and struck out Corbin Allen looking. Brings up out number one. Dylan Zentko, the 8-hole, steps into the batter's box. Last time up, he fouled out to the third baseman. On deck will be the 9-hole and Brevin Harper. New fresh count, one out to Zentko. Newman of a strike down low, gets it called in his favor. An 0-1 count. Umpire likes the low strikes. Gotta learn. Newman on the 0-1. Outside, brings up ball one, strike one with one out. One's across the board. Zentko. Zenko on the 1-1, lines one to the third baseman at Cooper. Cooper from across the diamond darts it over to Brown for out number two. 5-3, ground out for Zenko. Up to the plate is Brevin Harper. Nobody on, two outs for Northview. The nine hole, a lot of coaches like to call it, the second leadoff spot with two outs. Newman of the 0-0, Harper just swung with one hand. Didn't really see the baseball there. Strike number one. Newman again, and a little poker by Newman over to Freeman at second base, and he'll clean it up for out number three. To the top of the fifth we go. Braden Tucker comes back out on the mound trying to shut out West Vigo and continue the no-run streak. We'll be right back here for Northview Baseball on WAMB.
We've always got time to get more money, right? Right now, H&R Block Tax Pros are working with IBM Watson to find every last credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up fast. Come in today or make an appointment at hrblock.com and get your taxes won.
Experts train Watson to consume large volumes of data. Performance improves over time. If you find an H&R Block error on your return that entitles you to a larger refund, we'll refund your fee for that return and file an amended return at no extra charge. See hrblock.com/guarantees for details.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National in Brazil.
Have you noticed that squealing sound or not being able to stop like you used to? Sounds like you need to give the guys at Lorenz Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Lorenz Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturdays. Lorenz Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Welcome back here on the first pitch from Braden Tucker. A little blooper by Freeman over the right side. It's going to drop between Brigham, Boo, and Minton for a base hit for West Vigo. Brigham, Boo, and Johnson, excuse me. I haven't turned over my sheet yet. So a base hit to open up the top of the fifth inning. By the nine hole and Devin Freeman. Brings up the top of the order. Evan Newman grounded out or flew out to left field the last time up. Runner on first base. No outs. Only the second hit for the Vikings of the ball game. Tucker. Newman shows bunt. It'll be a high fastball. He'll pull back for ball number one. Wouldn't surprise me for a bunt situation here for West Vigo. Speed and Newman leading off and advancing the nine hole in Freeman. The 1-0 from Tucker. No bunt, but it'll be a strike right down the middle. I couldn't imagine trying to bunt a 90-mile-per-hour fastball. Freeman gets his sign from over at first base. One ball, one strike, no outs. Runner on first base in the top of the fifth. 3-0 lead for the Knights for now. As Newman will call a time. Still a 1-1 count. Runner on first. Tucker, the attempted pickoff. He'll be safe. The 1-1 from Tucker. Newman squares the bunt. He'll get it down. And the out at first base from Allen. And it looked like he threw his bat. Newman threw his bat in front of the area where Allen was trying to get the baseball. This might be batter's interference. We'll see Coach Trout coming out here to argue. Because Allen had to go around the baseball bat to even attempt to pick up the baseball. Apparently that behind the plate umpire didn't see it. Coach Trout, he's getting pretty anxious up. Let me explain to you what happened. Newman went for the bunt to advance Freeman from first to second. Newman laid down the bunt, but also tossed his bat in front of the area right there that's not in the batter's box. So Allen, the catcher, had to go around the baseball bat to pick up the baseball. to attempt to try to get the runner at first base. And I think they called him safe at first. Coach Drought is screaming at the umpires right now. Yeah, the runner at first is out. The umpires said we'll rule that. So runner out at first. Coach Trout was screaming to the point where I could hear him. Now, I'm sorry, but that's awful. You can't miss that. Neither umpire saw Newman throw the baseball bat at the baseball. So instead of the runner at first being out, Freeman advances on the sack bunt. So Colin Saliers up to the plate. Runner on second. Might have made Braden Tucker a little angry. Let's see. First pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, one strike, one out. Freeman still on first base in a 3-0 ball game. Top of the fifth inning. Tucker, no balls, one strike, one out. The 0-1 to Salier. And before a pitch could be even thrown, looked like Salier called time and stepped out of the batter's box. So still 0-1. Big thanks to Sue Goshen, your family-owned H&R Block located at 428 East National Avenue, Brazil. Today's the last day for taxes, people. The 0-1, one out, swung on. Saliers pops up to the left side. And let's see if Gavin Morris can chase it down. It'll be out of play, it seems. Yep, it will be. Brings up ball number, or strike number two. So no balls, two strikes, one out. Freeman sitting over at second base in scoring position. Tucker ahead on the count on Colin Saliers with Caleb Hannis on deck. And the last time up, he had a double to left center. Tucker with one out on the 0-2. Swung on, a high pitch. Just lobs it in midair. Trey Tucker's got to chase it down, and he will. Gets in to Trey Shaw right away in case of a tag up there by Freeman. So that brings up out number two. So Caleb Hannis will step to the plate. The shortstop, two outs, runner on second base. A fresh count here, but two outs is Braden Tucker. Last time he faced Hannis, he drove one to the outfield for a double. Tucker with the first pitch, a breaking ball. It was a good pitch on the outside corner, but they'll call that ball number one. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Braden Tucker can just strictly worry about the batter here. He gets the out. He's out of the inning. Tucker, the 1-0. That'll be a changeup right down the middle. And that'll be ball number two. Fans here don't like it at Northview High School. Northview softball is over there playing right now. West Vigo softball. The 2-0 pitch from Tucker swung on, and Trey Shaw will field that one. He'll bobble it, try to get it over there in time, and he won't. Yeah, he's going to be safe. Trey Shaw bobbled the baseball, and that'll be the first error of the ball game. No runner will score as Freeman went from second to third. So runners on the corners, just like last inning, two outs. Trey Shaw tried to get too cute with it. Try to flip it in midair from his glove, which brings up the error on him. Not something you see from him. A very good fielder usually in Trey Shaw. So runners on first and third. The tying run at the plate in Ryan Brown, the cleanup hitter. He's walked twice today. Tucker throws a breaking ball on the inside for ball number one. Wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if you walked him. But then again, you got Jake Launchlager standing on deck. Still have a base open. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Runners on the corner for West Vigo. Tucker with a 1-0. Fastball a tad bit high. His pitch count's got to be getting up there. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs. Still 3-0. Knights on top on the top of the fifth inning. The 2-0 swung on. Flew in the left field, and it'll be a foul ball just near the fence. Fouled off to the left side. First strike of the at-bat on the 2-0. Ryan Brown was looking for something to drive. So two balls, one strike. Second out right now. Trying to get the third and out of the inning for no runs to score. Tucker, the 2-1 to Brown. Be a high breaking ball that hung. Brings up ball number three. A lefty up to the plate in right field. It's only 325. That could be the tying run. The 3-1 pitch to Brown. Swung on. Fouled off to the left side again. So how about this? Runners on first and third. 3-0 lead for the Knights. 3-2 count with two outs. And Braden Tucker on the mound going up against the cleanup hitter in Ryan Brown. And a lefty at that. One swing of the bat, the ball game could be tied, or one miss. We could go to the bottom of the fifth, the payoff, and it'll be a ball just on the outside. Northview not getting that outside corner call at all tonight. So now you have bases loaded, two outs. Knights still on top 3-0. Coming to the plate will be Jake Launchlager. So Ryan Brown today done his job. On base percentage of 1,000. He's walked three times today. Base is loaded in the launch logger. A breaking ball. Leaves it high for ball number one. Braden Tucker might be getting a little frustrated. Launch logger's got some power. The 1-0 from Tucker. A ball on the inside corner. Fans are starting to get a little restless. Tucker getting sick and tired, I think, of not getting the strike called on the outside or inside corner. So Coach Trout will take a quick time to go talk to his pitcher in infield to calm him down, to understand that you can't walk somebody here because it scores a run as West Vigo's on top 2-0. See if West Vigo's coach is telling Launchlager 2-0, take a pitch, make him throw you a strike. Or if you get one, swing at it. This broadcast in partnership with Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Coach Trout will walk back into the dugout. Still a 2-0 count with two outs. Braden Tucker going through the motion on the 2-0. Swung on, Launchlager nearly got it fair down the line, but it'll be foul. Two balls, one strike. Bases loaded. Knights on top, 3-0 in the top of the fifth. The go-ahead run at home plate. Tucker from the 2-1. Swung on, grounded to Gavin Morris. He'll dive. It's going to get over his glove. One run will score. Two runs will score. And Jake Launchlager brings the West Vigo Vikings within one run. Northview on top still on the hearing aid warehouse scoreboard, 3-2. Launchlager with a two-run RBI single. Getting it past the diving Gavin Morris. As it bounced right over his glove. So Freeman will score. As will Caleb Hannes. Hannes was only on because of an error by Trey Schott short. So now, first swing. Drilled to right field. Trey Tucker drifting to catch it in midair. And Braden Tucker gets Daniel Minton to fly out. Knight still on top, going to the bottom of the fifth. 3-2. Here on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, you're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
The Hearing Aid Warehouse has been in business for 20 years in the Wabash Valley with a local Brazil office conveniently at 101 West National Avenue for the last 5 years. Locally owned and operated by Brazil residents Marty Hobbs and his wife Robin are committed to providing you with the very best service and prices on the latest hearing technology. Receive 50% off any hearing aid set with free lifetime service on any hearing aid purchase. Some exclusions apply. See office for details. Call the Hearing Aid Warehouse today at 812-420-2326 because life can sound so sweet.
At Riddell National Bank, you're more than a number. You're our neighbor, which means we know the area inside and out because we live here, work here, raise our families here. We visit your shops and live next door, so we can offer the kind of personalized banking that's rare to find these days. And when it's coupled with the wealth of expertise in mortgages and business loans, it's easy to see why so many people trust Riddell every day. Come see your neighbors at Riddell today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
11:30 a.m., 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
You're listening to Northview Knights baseball here on WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute. The Northview Knights on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard take the lead to the bottom of the fifth inning, on top by just one as Trey Shaw opens up on the first pitch at bat, grounding out to the second baseman in Freeman. He's 0 for 3 on the night. So Trey Tucker steps to the plate. Wes Vigo, a double down the line by Jake Launchlager, scored two runs. That's why we have a one-run ball game here at Northview High School. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Knights trying to do some damage. Trey Tucker to the plate in the two-hole spot. Newman still in the ball game for Wes Vigo. He'll make the pitch and get a strike called on the inside corner. Northview can't seem to get that call. The 0-1 from Newman to Tucker. He'll dribble it down the third baseline. Cooper comes up with it and makes an athletic play to get Tucker out at first base. So the momentum from the hitting offensively for West Vigo's carrying over to defense. Two nice back-to-back plays on the trays, on Trey Shaw and Trey Tucker. And now back-to-back Tuckers as Trey Tucker just grounded out and Braden Tucker steps into the batter's box. Two outs, first pitch from Newman against Braden Tucker. He'll watch one low for ball number one. Newman on the 1-0 to Tucker. Tucker watches one down the middle, brings up strike one. Nobody on, bottom of the fifth. One ball, one strike, two outs. The 1-1 pitch, Tucker reaches for it. He'll pull that one hard to the second baseman in Freeman. And just like that, three up, three down for the West Vigo Vikings defense as we move to the top of the sixth inning. Braden Tucker will find out if he's still on the mound when we come back. You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Have you heard? Sonic Knights is the event of the summer. Like, half the city will be there after 8 p.m.
Oh, you have to be there for half-price real ice cream shakes and ice cream slushes.
And half-price floats. I have to have those.
Boy, you can't half them all for yourself. Haven't you heard of sharing?
Of course I have. Want to head to Sonic after we ride the half pipe?
You know it. I'll see you there in half an hour.
You have to stop by Sonic Knights after 8 p.m. for half-price real ice cream slushes, shakes, and floats. This is how you Sonic.
For limited time only, participating Sonic drive-ins.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orkert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10. Leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Welcome back here to Northview High School. To the top of the sixth we go. We have a new pitcher. Right now it's Gavin Moore stepping into the plate. On the pitcher's mound right now as Braden Tucker goes to second base. Brigham Boo moves over to third, and Gavin Morris is the pitcher. It's a 3-2 ball game right now. Northview on top on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard. Trying to wait as Gavin Morris gets an extra warm-up pitches in. Check on scores and more from around the valley in just a second. But in the meantime, big thanks to Sonic Drive-In with two locations in Fort Harrison and Lafayette, in North Terre Haute and State Road 46 east of Terre Haute. And stay for after the ball game. We'll give out our Wings Etc. player of the game. Gavin Morris, the last time he relieved Braden Tucker. First at bat was a home run in a close ball game against Sullivan. He didn't have a good last outing. Let's see if the freshman can fight back to this one. Boo at third, shot short still. Tucker at second base. One of the biggest second basemen I think I've ever seen. And Zedko at first still. Up to the plate for West Vigo is Chance Cooper. Last time up, flew out to left field. The freshman Gavin Morris throws hard, and the first pitch will be a strike right down the middle. Cooper steps right back into the batter's box, trying to give his team a chance to tie the ball game up here in the top of the sixth. A breaking ball from Gavin Morris. It'll be fouled off to the left side. No balls, two strikes. Gavin Morris going from the windup. Taking his time here, trying to get his pitch just right on the 0-2. And the first batter he's facing will be a high pitch, trying to get Chance Cooper to chase. He will not. So one ball, two strikes, nobody on. Top of the sixth inning. Boo, or Morris for the 1-2. Swung on. Cooper pops it straight up in the air as Braden Tucker will call everybody off, and he'll come and get it. That'll be out number one as the 7-hole flies out to the shortstop. F4 in your scorebook. The 8-hole step into the plate. Dickie King struck out both times going up against Braden Tucker. Gavin Morris, though, he's the future here for the Northview pitching program. Bringing Boo. We'll creep step in. Morris. A breaking ball, and that was dirty. That broke like twice. No balls, one strike, one out. Dickie King back in the batter's box. Morris on the 0-1. Another breaking ball will be low and outside for ball one. The 1-1 count. And a 3-2 ball game where the Knights have the advantage for now. Morris. Swing and a miss by Dickie King for West Vigo. Brings up one ball and two strikes. Gavin Morris doing a lot better job than his last time out. The 1-2, one out against Dickie King. Breaking ball swung on and a miss for a strikeout. Dickie King, the hat trick, striking out three times here tonight. We'll bring up the 9-hole with two outs against Gavin Morris. Gavin will get a good innings of work if he continues this and finishes the ball game. Devin Freeman. Last time up, single to right side. Two outs against Gavin Morris. First pitch, swing and a miss by Freeman. No balls, one strike, two outs, nobody on for the Vikings. The 0-1 from Gavin. Fastball low. Putting it right where the umpire likes it. No balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. Gavin Morris trying to get out of the inning. Going three up, three down. Against the 9-hole, Devin Freeman. Morris with a payoff. Swing and a miss, and it's going to be a drop third strike. Corbin Allen, he's had two of those today. Coach Trout wants to know if that was a foul ball because that it did bounce off weird. I think it went off. Yeah, it went off Allen's helmet. So it'll be a strikeout, but a drop third strike. He'll advance to first. Now comes up the leadoff hitter in Evan Newman. Today so far he struck out, grounded out. Then he had a sacrifice bunt his last time up. Brigham Boo out there for defensive purposes. Corbin Allen, just a young freshman, has the tangibles to be a very good catcher. Top of the order. Two outs, runner on first. Gavin Morris trying to get him out of this inning. The tying run on first base for West Vigo. The go-ahead run at the plate. Gavin Morris, a breaking ball outside, ball number one. Not a bad pitch to lead off with. One ball, no strikes. Morris comes back set. Checks the runner over his shoulder. The 1-0. Swung on and grounded right back to Gavin Morris, who will get the Knights out of the inning. To the bottom of the sixth we go on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard. North Unites on top, 3-2. Who look to add some more insurance runs? You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
At French Funeral Home, we are more than just a funeral home.
We are faith.
We are caring.
We are compassion.
We are community. Whether at French Funeral Home, Lawson Miller Chapel and Crematory, or Schoppenhorst Funeral Home, when the time comes to honor your loved ones, you can trust us to treat you like family.
Susie, Nick, and Josh are just some of the caring people you'll meet when working with the outstanding staff. They'll make you feel comfortable and cared for in the moments you need it most. This caring staff will guide you with compassion as you remember and honor a life well lived.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Welcome back here to Northview High School. I'm Corey Clark. Back in the WAMB studios in downtown Brazil is Dave Crooks himself. Still pitching for the West Vigo Vikings will be Newman. He's pitched pretty well except for the bottom of the first inning, a rough outing. He has allowed a single run across the plate. He's going out there for his sixth inning of work. So Brigham Boo, he'll lead things off here for the Northview Knights. Brigham so far 2-for-2 of two singles. Hard hit balls too. Brigham Boo against Newman. Watches the ball in the inside corner. One ball, no strikes. Newman with the 1-0 against Brigham. Brigham watches the same pitch on the inside corner again. Brings up 2-0. Boo trying to get on base as the leadoff hitter. If he gets one he likes, he'll drive it, though. 2-0 to Newman. He'll do it right up the middle, nearly taking Newman's head off just on cue. Woo. Brigham Boo swinging the bat well today with three singles and hard-hit singles at that. So now freshman and pitcher right now, Gavin Morris stepping to the plate. Today he's 1-for-2. Last time up, he grounded out to the third baseman on a diving stop by Chance Cooper. No outs. Brigham Boo on first base. Newman attempted pickoff on Boo. Oh pitch for the first pitch of the at-bat to Gavin Morris. Be ball number one. One ball, no strikes, no outs, 3-2 lead for Northview. The 1-0, Gavin Morris lets a ball go high. Back-to-back batters. Newman's got 2-0. They called that a strike? Even the scoreboard got that wrong. That one was high. So 1-1, Newman against Morris. Ball down low, Brigham Boot a steal, and he's safe. Sailors got up in time to throw it. He just led him a tad bit left. Boo slid to the right of the bag and just missed the tag, so Boo's going to be safe on a stolen base. Sailor's trying to argue himself. Wasn't really close. Boo got a great jump. Two balls, one strike, nobody out. West Vigo head coach trying to come out here and fight it, but it wasn't even close in my opinion. Brigham Boo beat the throw. And the throw by Sailors. He sailed it a little to the left. Two balls, one strike. Still trying to listen, everybody. So we'll continue play as the head coach won't get his way. So Brigham Boo gets ruled of a stolen base. So 2-1, nobody out. Boo on second. Morris up to the plate. Morris swings on it. Fly ball might be trouble in shallow right field. Diving for it, can't get it. Boo's going to go to third. Morris trying to get to second. He'll slide in there, and that's going to be a double for Gavin Morris after a diving attempt by Minton. So Gavin Morris hits a little drooper to right field. He'll get a double out of it. Moves Brigham Boo from second to third. So it looks like we'll get a courtesy runner for the pitcher in Gavin Morris. Nobody up in the bullpen right now for West Vigo. Oh, I take that back. They're going right now.
Come on, Nat. Come on, Oz. Tyler Timberman's running.
Mm-hmm. Number 10. Oh, number 10, Tyler Timberman's going to be the courtesy runner for Northview. Sophomore. Have a little meeting with the pitcher and the pitching coach, trying to give his bullpen a little bit of time to get ready. Newman's done a fabulous job today after that bottom of the first inning of work. He might just be running out of gas. So runners on second and third. Nobody out. Big thanks to Ren Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, a family tradition of excellence, automotive service since 1930. So here we go. Andrew Osborne, the designated hitter, senior steps to the plate. So far today, he was hit by a pitch and then flew out to the second baseman. The defense is in for West Vigo, playing on the grass, trying to play for a play at the plate with nobody out. Runners on second and third, so no force out at the plate. So Brigham Boo does not have to go on contact. Newman to Osborne. Osborne swinging a miss. Got to find a way just to put it in play. Even if it's not a base hit, you put the ball in play to the right side and the possibility of a run will score. Boo's got a lot of speed. He's not being held. Newman with the 0-1. Call a pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Brings up no balls and two strikes. Osborne here has got to choke up, find a way to put it in play. Newman working fast. 0-2 pitch. And a ball in the outside corner, a little too close for comfort to watch that one go by. But he'll live for another pitch. One ball, two strikes. Osborne hits a little baby chopper to the left side. Osborne's going to beat it out for a base hit. But nobody's going to score as Boo was held up at third base. That's not the worst thing that can happen possibly for West Vigo, in my opinion. You still have bases loaded now. You have a force out of any play at the plate. Whatever works. Osborne will load the base after a base hit. No outs. Up to the plate is Corbin Allen. Newman throws a strike on the inside corner. Base is loaded. Infield still in on the grass. Pitcher in the bullpen for West Vigo still trying to get warm if needed. Newman with the 0-1. Ground ball down the left side will just kick foul. So no balls, two strikes. Corbin Allen needs to use his quick hands here. He's 0 for 2 on the day, a ground out to the second baseman in the first inning, and a strikeout in the fourth. Allen swung, half swung, whatever it is, it's a strikeout for Newman, who fights through that one. Brings up out number one in the inning. Still have bases loaded. Coming to the plate will be 8-hole Dylan Zentko. Need some insurance runs here. Zentko, the freshman, has a chance to break this one open. One out. Newman with the first pitch. Fastball. Zentko a little late on it. Fouls it off. Straight back. No balls. One strike. 9-hole hitter Brevin Harper standing on the on-deck circle with Trey Shaw in the hole if they get to him. The 0-1 from Newman. Zentko a check swing. It'll be called a strike anyway. So Newman out here firing. No balls, two strikes for Northview. Zentko's got to find a way to put it in play. 0-2. Zentko drives one to the left field gap. Brigham Boo will score. In comes Timmerman. Here comes the throw at the plate, and he's safe. Two-run score by Dylan Zentko. A base hit to the left side in the 0-2 pitch. A two-run RBI single for Dylan Zentko makes the score on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard 5-2 with one out still. Brigham Boo will score, as did Gavin Morris, but Timmerman was running for him. Dylan Zentko will have a pinch runner run for him. That's a big-time hit for the freshman. Coach Trout runs over and gives him a high five. Now the 9-hole, and Brevin Harper of one out steps to the plate.
Come on, keep it going, nine.
Trey Shaw in the on-deck circle. Runners on the corners in first and third. Pinch hitter will be Timmerman again, so he scores. He goes right back out there, but this time is a pinch runner. Newman to Harper. Be a strike on the inside corner, a little low. No balls, one strike. Still runners on the corners. Andrew Osborne at third. Timmerman at first. Newman, the 0-1. That's a low ball. One ball, one strike. Still in the bottom of the sixth inning we are. Newman on the 1-1. Swung on by Harper. Driven to shortstop. That I'm going to rule out a base hit. It was hit pretty hard. Gets past. Andrew Osborne will score. A hard hit ball up the middle. It would have been a one hopper to the shortstop. I'm going to give that a hit all day. So Andrew Osborne's going to score. So a three-run inning in the bottom of the first for the Knights, and now a three-run inning in the bottom of the sixth, and still going. One out, Trey Shaw up to the plate. Runners on first and second. Shaw watches the ball on the outside. There's a southpaw getting warm in the bullpen for the Vikings. The 1-0. Trey Shaw hitless on the day. This one's going to bounce a wild pitch. Runners advance to second and third. Shaw, base hit, could score two. This was a 3-2 ball game going into the bottom of the sixth. Three runs have scored to increase the lead to 6-2, and a single here could even make it 8-2. 2-0 count. Trey Shaw from Newman. Be a high ball. Not the worst thing if you walk him. You bring bases loaded, and you have a force out anywhere for a possible double play or a play at the plate. Three balls, no strikes. Shaw likely to take a pitch here. Defense for West Vigo in on the grass. Shaw, he's going to call time. West Vigo did that to them earlier. Braden Tucker, now Trey Shaw does it right back. 3-0 pitch from Newman. Fastball down the middle for strike number one. Trey's due. Three balls, one strike, one out. Runners on second and third. The Newman, here we go. And another strike on the inside corner. Now Shaw's ready to go. 6-2 lead for the Knights. Trying to add on to this three-run inning in the bottom of the sixth. Runners on second and third. The 3-2 from Newman. Shaw swings at it and fouls it off. Trey Shaw still in play. Runners on second and third, one out. The 3-2 from Newman. Shaw swings on it, fouls it straight back. Quality at bat for Trey Shaw. Three-two count, one out. Newman. Oh, that's going to be an inside pitch. A backwards K in the scorebook. Strikeout looking for Trey Shaw. He didn't like that one, but he'll walk back to the dugout, knowing his team needs him on the defensive side of things for the next half inning. Nearly batting all the way through the lineup. Trey Tucker steps to the plate. He had a single in his first at bat of the ball game. Newman gets Tucker swinging. So no balls, one strike, two outs, 6-2 lead for the North Unites on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard. The 0-1, Trey Tucker hits a little blooper to the left side. That's going to score two runs. Trey Tucker doing his due diligence. Two singles today, same spot, and they're both bloopers. 8-2 is the lead for the North Unites. Trey Tucker stepping up huge there to score two runs. A five-run inning in the bottom of the sixth. Two outs. Braden Tucker now up to the plate. He's the only player not to bat in this inning, as he does now. Newman threw inside, going for the legs. Braden Tucker just dodged it, brings up ball number one. The 1-0, runner on first base, two outs for Newman. Braden Tucker swings on it, hits it way up in the air for foul ball right behind us. Brings up a 1-1 count with two outs. What an inning. Five runs scored. 1-1 from Newman. Braden Tucker drives one to the right side. That'll be a base hit. Trey Tucker thought about rounding first, but he won't. He'll be held up by Coach Trout. Braden Tucker makes it simple. A little ground ball to the right side, advancing the runners. So everybody is batted here in this bottom half of the inning. Brigham Boo up to the plate for his second time tonight. So, and here comes a quick pitching change, I would assume. 8-2 lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. The North Unites have it over on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard. In comes the lefty. We'll check out the pitcher more. Let's take a quick break in between pitching changes. The Knights on top, 8-2 on WAMB.
One of the best things about sports is that unexpected surprise performance, that big play from a rookie or free agent. And that's what's great about Wings Etc. Grill and Pub. You know about our wings, but the surprise is all of our Etc. Sandwiches, wraps, quesadillas, salads, subs, seafood, amazing appetizers, and awesome daily specials. Sure, you love our award-winning wings. Wings Etc. Grill and Pub. Good food, great time.
Wings Etc. Brazil, proud sponsor of Clay County Sports. Bring your ticket stub after a local game for 10% off a food purchase.
We've always got time to get more money, right? Right now, H&R Block Tax Pros are working with IBM Watson to find every last credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up fast. Come in today or make an appointment at hrblock.com and get your taxes won.
Experts train Watson to consume large volumes of data. Performance improves over time. If you find an H&R Block error on your return that entitles you to a larger refund, we'll refund your fee for that return and file an amended return at no extra charge. See hrblock.com/guarantees for details.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National in Brazil.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. West Vigo bringing in the southpaw pitcher. It'll be number 25, the senior 6'3", 185 pounds, Wyatt Joy. So Wyatt Joy out there to pitch. Newman will come out of the ball game. Good job overall by him, especially after that tough outing in the bottom of the first. He went four innings after that with scoreless, but in the bottom of the fifth, Northview finally opened back up, batting all the way through the lineup. Brigham Boo was the leadoff hitter in the bottom of the sixth. He'll bat again here. Brigham Boo today, 3 for 3, three singles and an RBI, and a stolen base. Brigham Boo has runners on first and second, two outs. The southpaw Joy for West Vigo. His first at pitch of the game. Boo swinging on it. It'll be a foul ball straight back onto the tennis courts. It'll bounce over to the parking lot and probably hit a car. No balls, one strike. Two outs, runners on first and second. 0-1 count for Joy. Bring him Boo. Swings at a breaking ball. Grounds it over to Cooper, and he'll step on third base. To the top of the seventh we go. Three more outs away from a Northview Knights victory to go into 4-3 on the season. You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Have you noticed that squealing sound or not being able to stop like you used to? Sounds like you need to give the guys at Loren Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Loren Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturdays. Loren Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
The Hearing Aid Warehouse of Brazil would like to welcome you to experience the difference in quality hearing. Local Brazil residents, Marty Hobbs and his wife Robin, are dedicated to providing our community with exceptional service and pricing on the latest hearing technology. Serving the Wabash Valley for 20 years, they're proud to offer the same great services for the last 5 years at their office at 101 West National Avenue in Brazil. Call the Hearing Aid Warehouse at 812-420-2326 to receive your free hearing exam. Start your journey today because life can sound so sweet.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Big thanks to all the Northview fans or West Vigo fans listening on our airwaves right now on WAMBradio.com. You can also listen to us in the car on 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, 106.9 FM in Brazil, and 1130 AM. Tell a friend, Northview Baseball, Northview Athletics is back on the air. Plus, we play a lot of greats like Frank Sinatra and the Timeless Classics, especially tomorrow night. Make sure you stay tuned around 6:30 for the pregame show for WAMB as the Indiana Pacers will be in Game 2 of the playoffs against the Cleveland Cavaliers right here. Mark Boyle will be on the call from Cleveland as the Pacers lead the series right now 1-0. Top of the seventh inning. Stay with us for after the ball game. We'll give out our Wings Etc. player of the game and break down this one to look ahead at the WAMB schedule. Got a game on Thursday, Northview softball. Gavin Morris back on the mound trying to close this one out as the Knights lead 8-2. First pitch, one swing to Braden Tucker. Tucker bobbles it but gets it over to the first baseman just like that for out number one. Zentko had a big time up to the plate the last time up. Two-run RBI single. And one pitch, one out for Gavin Morris. Now stepping to the plate for West Vigo will be the three-hole and Caleb Hannes. Gavin Morris, breaking ball. called for a strike. Northview softball defeats West Vigo softball 6-5. Good job to the Lady Knights. We'll have them on the airwaves on Thursday. Morris on the 0-1 pitch. Be a ball low. One ball, one strike. Brigham Boo at third. Trey Shaw at short. Braden Tucker at second. And Zetko at first. Gavin Morris on the mound. He'll go for the 1-1. A high breaking ball. Didn't quite get a hold of that one. He knows it. 2-1. Harper in left. Trey Tucker in center. And Johnson in right. 2-1 for Gavin Morris, one out. Swung on, grounded over to Brigham Boo, but it'll go foul. So two balls, two strikes is the count. Knights on top, 8-2 over West Vigo here in the top of the seventh. Two from Gavin Morris against Caleb Hannes, who has a double in this ball game and reached on an error the last time up. Only error of the ball game. And he'll drive on the right field. It's going to be a floater. Can he get there in time? It's Johnson. He'll chase it down. It'll land on the fair line. Oh, wow. That was close. At least it looked like it was fouled by like 4 inches from my viewpoint. I'm right down the line. But Caleb Hannes, he'll get a double on this one. So new count for a new batter. Ryan Brown steps into the box. Caleb Hannes on second base. He's having a good day at the plate for the Vikings. He has two of their four hits. Morris going against Brown, who fouls it over the North Unites dugout. No balls, one strike, one out. Morris checks on Hannes at second base. He's not really an important run by any means as Morris throws one in the dirt. 1-1 count. Braden Tucker doing the right thing from second base. Going to back up Gavin Morris on a throwback from Corbin Allen. 8-2 lead here for the Knights. Two more outs, and the Knights get to go home victorious over a very good West Vigo Vikings team and hand them their first loss on the season. Morris, a breaking ball, drives it to Brigham Boo. He'll check the runner, darted over to first base. And what a play by Brigham Boo. A hard hit ball by Brown. Boo corrals it for the second out of the inning. Caleb Hannes remains on second base. Jake Launchlager steps into the batter's box. Last time up, he had a big time hit down the left field line to score a run. Hit a two-run RBI single for Jake Launchlager. That's where the two runs on the board come from for West Vigo in the top of the fifth. Morris comes set to Launchlager. A two-out pitch and a strike right down the pipe. No balls, one strike, two outs. Gavin Morris showing a lot of poise here. It's easy to do when your team's up six. 12 hits to four hits for West Vigo. Next pitch will be a ball inside for ball number one. One count, two outs. Gavin Morris throwing the fellow freshman Corbin Allen. Morris checks on the runner. The 1-1 swung on the Brigham Boo, who dives, picks it up. Can he make the game-saving play? And he will. For game-ending play, Brigham Boo diving on a knee, picking it up, trying his best Manny Machado impression. He'll end the ball game. The North Unites on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard walk away victorious here from Northview High School. With a win over West Vigo, handing them their first loss of the season. Northview wins 8-2. Don't go anywhere. We'll break down this one, give out our wings, etc., player of the game, and much more on WAMB.
At Riddell National Bank, you're more than a number. You're our neighbor, which means we know the area inside and out because we live here, work here, raise our families here. We visit your shops and live next door, so we can offer the kind of personalized banking that's rare to find these days. And when it's coupled with the wealth of expertise in mortgages and business loans, it's easy to see why so many people trust Riddell every day. Come see your neighbors at Riddell today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you heard? Sonic Nights is the event of the summer. Like, half the city will be there after 8 p.m.
Oh, you have to be there for half-price real ice cream shakes and ice cream slushes.
And half-price floats. I have to half those.
Boy, you can't half them all for yourself. Haven't you heard of sharing?
Of course I have. Want to head to Sonic after we ride the half pipe?
You know it. I'll see you there in half an hour.
You have to stop by Sonic Nights after 8 p.m. for half-price real ice cream slushes, shakes, and floats. This is how you Sonic.
For limited time only, participating Sonic drive-ins.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
The North Unites walk away victorious 8-2. Stay with us here on our post-game show. I'm Corey Clark, back in the WAMB studios in downtown Brazil is Dave Crooks. Knights get the victory 8-2, improved to 4-3 on the season, snapping that three-game losing streak that happened to Sullivan twice and Terre Haute South most recently. West Vigo was 5-0-1 on the season with a tie coming against Cathedral. Now they're 5-1-1, losing their first ball game here to Wabash Valley foe of the North Unites. Five strikeouts for Braden Tucker. He went 2-for-4 from behind. In the batter's box today, he had a triple, as well as a single to the right side, scoring one run. Brigham Boo was 3-for-4 today with an RBI and a stolen base. Gavin Morris, 2-for-3. He scored a run, had a double as well. And Gavin Morris came in relief for Braden Tucker when it was a 3-2 ball game, kept his team in it, and did a fabulous job for the freshman. I tell you what, picking this Wings Etc. player of the game is not going to be easy, but I promise you I'll do it. When we come back, Northview gets the lead, gets the win, 8-2 over West Vigo.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10. Leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
At French Funeral Home, we are more than just a funeral home.
We are faith.
We are caring.
We are compassion.
We are community. Whether at French Funeral Home, Lawson Miller Chapel and Crematory, or Schoppenhorst Funeral Home, when the time comes to honor your loved ones, you can trust us to treat you like family.
Susie, Nick, and Josh are just some of the caring people you'll meet when working with the outstanding staff. They'll make you feel comfortable and cared for in the moments you need it most. This caring staff will guide you with compassion as you remember and honor a life well lived.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Welcome back here to Northview High School, where the final score, the North Unites get the victory over West Vigo 8-2. Let's go and hand out our Wings Etc. player of the game. Wings Etc., great food, great times, located at 915 East National Avenue in Brazil. Braden Tucker's got it a lot. He's going to get it a lot this year. He's going to IU, of course. He's a top dog. But Gavin Morris, as a freshman, the way he struggled the last game, to come in relief in a 3-2 ball game, go 2-for-3 in the five-hole spot, play third base fairly well. He went 2-for-3 today. A double, scored a run, hit an RBI, and he came in relief, not allowing a single run to cross the plate when replacing Braden Tucker. Gavin Morris deserves our Wings Etc. player of the game. Wings Etc., great food, great times, located at 915 East National Avenue in Brazil. Let me go ahead and update you quickly. Next time we'll be on the airwaves here on WAMB. We'll be for some softball action. Dave Crooks will be on the call for that one. First pitch at 5 o'clock, 4:50 airtime at Clay City. So that'll be a little rivalry game. You can also listen on WAMB tomorrow night at 7 p.m. when the Indiana Pacers take on the Cleveland Cavaliers in round one of the NBA playoffs. Pacers on top right now, 1-0. Here are the best, Mark Boyle, on the call. So for the final time, Gavin Morris, the Wings etc. player of the game. Big thanks to all our sponsors that make this possible here on WAMB. Big thanks to Dave Crooks just listening to me the whole time. I know it's great. Back in the WAMB studios in downtown Brazil, I'm Corey Clark. The final score here from Northview High School. The Northview Knights get the win over West Vigo, 8-2.
Thanks, Corey, and thanks to everybody for listening to Northview Night Sports here on 1130 AM and 99.5 FM and 106.9 FM WAMB. Before we rejoin regular programming, there is some breaking national news that you may have just missed. Barbara Bush, the former First Lady, has passed at the age of 92. So again, breaking news, it has been confirmed. CBS Radio News reporting just moments ago that former First Lady Barbara Bush has died at the age of 92. We'll have a complete update coming up at the top of the hour on Timeless WAMB.
You've been listening to Northview Baseball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Sue Goshen, H&R Block, Brazil. Lorenz Service, Brazil. The Hearing Aid Warehouse in Brazil. Riddell National Bank. WTHI TV 10. French Funeral Home. Park County REMC. Sonic Drive-In in Terre Haute. And Wings Etc. in Brazil. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Baseball on Timeless Classics. 1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 FM. WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.